KSRN News. I'm John Scott.
Thousands of homes and businesses without power after severe weather rose through several states, causing at least one death. A strong weather system in northeastern Oklahoma with heavy rains producing three suspected tornadoes. The storms blamed for the death of a 46-year-old homeless woman in Tulsa who died inside a drainage pipe. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, a spring snowstorm expected to drop more than a foot of snow. Donald Trump leading President Biden in six battleground states, according to a new Wall Street Journal poll. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The poll shows Trump with a lead of between 2 and 8 percentage points among voters in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina. In Wisconsin, the president was ahead by 3 points on a multiple candidate ballot and tied in a head-to-head contest with Trump. According to the Journal, respondents gave negative views of Joe Biden's job performance and have ongoing concerns about the economy. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, prosecutors in former President Trump's classified documents case chiding the judge over an order.
The prosecutors are trying to warn her off potential jury instructions they say rest on a fundamentally flawed legal premise. The filing from special counsel Jack Smith's team came in response to an unusual order from U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon that ordered prosecutors to file proposed jury instructions that appeared to accept Trump's argument he's entitled under the Presidential Records Act to retain the sensitive documents he's now charged with possessing. Smith's team says the premise is wrong. I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, the Dow up 81 points. The NASDAQ ahead 91 points. This is SRN News. Donald Trump says Joe Biden is waging a war on Christians.
The former president points to the current president's decision to celebrate the Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday and a prohibition on any religious themes in the annual White House Easter egg decorating contest. The Trump campaign says, quote, these are just two more examples of the Biden administration's years-long assault on the Christian faith. Most polls indicate people of faith are more likely than ever to vote for Mr. Trump in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida may become the next state to allow people to smoke pot. On a vote of 5-2, the state Supreme Court has decided to allow on the November ballot a measure that would let companies which already grow and sell medical marijuana to sell it to adults over 21 for any reason. The ballot measure also would make possession of marijuana for personal use legal. This is SRN News. Voters in the northwest Oklahoma city of Enid have recalled a city council member with ties to white nationalism. Voters in Enid's Ward 1 chose to oust 42-year-old Judd Blevins. Voters instead selected Cheryl Patterson, grandmother and longtime youth leader at an area church. And now, the tale of someone we're calling the Snowman of the Rockies.
Citizen scientist Billy Barr has been measuring snow at 9,500 feet outside his cabin in the remote Colorado mountain town of Gothic for 50 years. Researchers routinely reference his trove of data as they study a watershed that feeds the Colorado River. Two recent hip replacements have allowed him to keep going longer than he expected, and at 73, Barr plans to keep going, although he's not sure who will fill his snowshoes once he's gone. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.